Good morning. Am I on? Yeah. Okay. Well, let's pray before we get started into this. So, Lord, thank you. Hey, what was that? Thank you for your word. And Lord, open our ears to hear what you'd have to say to us this morning, Lord. And will you give us hearts soft enough to be transformed by your word? Amen. So this morning, we're going to begin a new sermon series, and focusing on one of the core values that we hold here at All Saints, which is loving our neighbor. And this is one of the characteristics that defines who we are. We seek to love our neighbor, both corporately and individually, because Jesus claimed that the most important commandment is this: you shall love the Lord your God with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And the second is this: that you should love your neighbor as yourself. There's no other commandment greater than these. And these two, they can't be torn apart, loving God and loving neighbor. It's impossible to love God if we're not loving our neighbor. And really, the primary way that we can express our love for God is by loving for our neighbor. It's ultimately because God loves our neighbor enough to send his son to die for our neighbor. And we're called to love the things that God loves. So the two, love for God and love for neighbor, they're intertwined and inseparable. But the acts of loving our neighbor can be carried out in just several ways, really. And we're going to be looking at a few of these over the next few weeks. But today, I'd like for us to look at the importance of being welcoming. So our two Bible stories, they have some striking similarities. Some are more obvious than others. Like in the 1 Kings reading, you have Elijah, a widow and her son, and they're all hungry. And they only have a handful of flour and a bit of oil to make a meal. And Elijah says, well, go make a cake with what you've got. He then tells the widow that the Lord said that the flour and the oil will not run out until the rain comes and the drought ends. And sure enough, God made several meals out of that tiny amount of flour and oil and sustained them for days. And then, of course, in the feeding of the 5,000 story, God was able to feed this enormous crowd of hungry people by only using 5 loaves of bread and a couple of fish. So now that's the obvious connection in these two stories. God fed and sustained these people using very limited resources. So from that connection of the two stories, we can make this lesson be more about, well, when we share love of Jesus with others, we don't have to have it all together. We don't have to have all the answers. God can still reveal himself through us. Or if we're thinking about how we care for the poor, like whatever little we can give, God can turn it into a lot. And I think there are a lot of truths in those statements, but this morning, I'd rather us look at the more subtle connection in these two stories. Now, in the beginning of the 1 Kings reading, it says, then the word of the Lord came to him, Elijah, said, arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and live there, or dwell there. I've commanded a widow there to feed you. So God is sending Elijah to Zarephath, which is the heartland of Baal worship. This is pagan territory. This is hostile territory, and no place for one of Israel's prophets to be. And God tells Elijah to dwell there. And even though he's going into hostile territory, there will be one there ready to receive him. And sure enough, Elijah gets to Zarephath, and right at the city gate, there's this woman collecting sticks for a fire, who turns out to be the welcoming widow, and who only had the handful of flour and oil. But she's willing to share it with a stranger. And in the Luke reading, on the feeding of the 5,000, our opening verse says, on their return, the apostles told him all that they had done. So on their return, the apostles told him all that they had done. So on the return from where? So just before the crowds gathered at the feeding of the 5,000, Jesus had sent his disciples on a mission trip. And Jesus sends his disciples out on their own to minister to people just as Jesus had been doing. And he gave them authority to cast out demons, to cure diseases, and proclaiming the kingdom of God. And in Luke 10, so which is just the next chapter, he sends out 72 of his disciples in the exact same way. And this time he tells them, I'm sending you out as lambs amongst wolves. So like Elijah, he's sending his disciples into hostile territory, into places where they most certainly meet rejection. And Jesus tells them, take nothing for your journey, no staff, nor bag, nor bread, nor money, and do not take even two tunics. So don't even take a change of clothes, just go as you are. Take absolutely nothing with you. You're going to have to learn to trust God that He'll provide for you. And then Jesus tells them, whatever house you enter, stay there. So in Luke 10, his story, he tells them, and to eat whatever is put before you. So there seems to be no doubt in Jesus' mind here that even though he's sending them into hostile territory, there's no question about whether or not they'll be provided for and actually taken in, just like the widow did with Elijah. So, of course, we're supposed to be welcoming. And I think we do a pretty good job of that as a whole. But these stories, they're not all that concerned about our ability of being welcoming. So we are the church, the body of Christ, the ones that are sent out into the world to proclaim the kingdom of God and heal. And these stories, they paint a picture of when God sends His people on mission, the first step is to find those who are welcoming. Who will receive us, take us in, and care for us? Because Elijah, he had to be welcomed by the widow. The disciples, they were welcomed by strangers that fed them. And even Jesus' ministry was dependent upon those who would welcome him in and care for him. So if we go back a chapter to Luke 8, before this morning's reading, it says this. After this, Jesus traveled from one city and village to another. And he spread the good news about God's kingdom. The 12 apostles were with him. Also, some women were with him. They had been cured from evil spirits and various illnesses. These women were Mary, also called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, Joanna, whose husband Chusa was Herod's administrator, and Susanna and many other women. And they provided for them out of their means. So these women took Jesus and his disciples in, cared for them, provided for them, and enabled Jesus to carry out his ministry. So it's interesting, I think, that Luke 8, 9, and 10, they all have this strong focus on being welcomed by the other. And we seem to have lost this missional edge. I think our mission focus is usually dependent upon our ability of being welcoming, because we like to be the ones that will host an event and provide for others. But to be missional in today's church usually means to come up with some clever techniques to draw people in so that we can care for them. There's more control when we're the ones who are welcoming. But these stories in the Bible, they look very different than this. It says Elijah, Jesus' disciples, and even Jesus himself were sent into situations where they had to be the ones that were welcomed in and cared for. And those were the places where God's kingdom was proclaimed and people were healed. So how do we do this? How do we begin this shift in focus from being that inward-looking to something that looks a lot more like these Bible stories? Well, it's got to start with our understanding of who we are in Jesus. Now, Jesus called his disciples apostles, meaning sent ones. So to be a part of the church means to be a part of a sent community. And we need to recognize then that God may very well be preparing people's hearts right at this very moment to be ready to receive us, to welcome us in, to form a relationship with us, and to create an opportunity to pray and proclaim God's kingdom. As we are sent people. So go. Live your lives amongst those that God has planted around you. And keep an eye out for those who are just really eager to welcome you in. And then stay there. God told Elijah to dwell where he sent him. And Jesus told his disciples to remain if people took them in. So stay with those who are eager to welcome you in. And together just watch what the Holy Spirit will do. Amen.